IBM Podcast.
Welcome to this IBM podcast series focused on how to optimize your technology infrastructure. I'm Jen Connect from IBM. Through this series, we'll cover topics that help lower IT complexity and improve operating efficiency, along with tips and advice on using technology and services to help you and your company succeed. Today, I'm joined by Steve Sams, IBM Vice President and resident expert on energy efficiency in data centers. Steve will speak to us today about data center actions in times of economic uncertainty. So please join us as we discuss this timely topic. Steve, we've heard a lot about the economic downturn around the world. Is this a good time to be thinking about energy efficiency and green?
Jen, it sure is. I mean, when you actually think of what's happening around markets around the world, people are significantly restricting their investments. Those investments include delaying new power plants that cost hundreds of millions or billions of dollars to build are getting deferred, meaning extra energy is not coming on stream for data centers and for other IT uses. Second, we're seeing that customers really do understand that energy efficiency is important, that they're continuing to run into power and cooling issues, which actually rate number one and number two in terms of data center issues that our customers are facing today. So those issues exist and customers still need to resolve them. And third, we're seeing, just as we see the lack of construction around power supply creation, we're seeing countries around the world, London, New York, Paris, etc., actually running out of available energy capacity. So these issues are with us now, and they're going to be with us for a long time in the future.
That's very interesting. So, Steve, what types of actions do you recommend for clients to take in their data centers for these kinds of times?
Well, in essence, these are the same actions we've actually been recommending for the last couple of years because they're very solid business recommendations in any economy. And they're even more relevant to take action today. The actions really are focused in three areas. First of all, figure out how to extend the life of your existing data center. That really provides immediate payback and defers potentially huge capital investment. Second, think about rationalizing your data center infrastructure across your company. In many cases, organizations have grown their data center infrastructure through acquisitions and other capabilities, and there are potentially huge savings to rationalize them. And third, if you are considering building a new data center, then think of one that is really focused on modularity, that really aligns the capital and operational spending to what your needs are right now, not necessarily your needs in the future.
Steve, let's explore these one at a time. What actions do you recommend to extend the life of existing data centers?
Jen, as I mentioned before, these are not new actions. We've been recommending these to clients over the last 2 years because they make good business sense at any time. They really fall in the following areas. First is data center energy efficiency assessments. In the past 2 years, we've actually completed a significant number of these around the world. The average client has been able to reduce their energy consumption of their data center infrastructure by 23% with less than a 2-year payback period on energy savings alone. The second is we recommend that they use this energy savings to defer the building of new data centers. So in essence, by reducing your energy consumption by 23%, you've just given your existing data center 23% additional capacity to install new technology. Third is we'd recommend that they continue down the path that they're following of adopting new, highly efficient server technology. But in many cases, these customers have run out of power and cooling capacity in their existing data centers, and our new high-density zone allows them to install this new, highly dense technology without putting any stress on their existing UPS or cooling environments, because the systems we install in their data center come with their own cooling and their own UPS capacity. And last, we would suggest that they continue to implement server and storage consolidation, because the consolidation and virtualization of their current server and storage infrastructures can yield up to 5 to 8 times reduction in the server and storage technology deployed and matching energy efficiency improvements aligned with those reductions.
Steve, you mentioned the second set of actions was around rationalizing the data center infrastructure. So what exactly do you mean by this?
Well, Jen, we found that many of our clients have inherited data center infrastructures through mergers, acquisition, geographic growth, or other reasons. And now is really a good time to rationalize what they have. So the ways they can do that is, first, we can help them evaluate their current data center strategy. We can help them look at their current deployment and see how much yield in terms of significant savings there can be by rationalizing their current data center structure. And the second thing we really look for is the operational and capital savings from data center consolidations. We found that those savings are significant in customer environments. We've seen it range everywhere from $7 million to $180 million a year of operational cost reductions. It's interesting. When IBM did this for our own internal IT use, we actually saved $4.1 billion of operational cost savings by rationalizing our data center infrastructure over the last 5 years.
Impressive. Steve, your final recommendation was around data center expansion. Are you still seeing clients expand their data centers? And if so, what would you recommend to those who are expanding?
Jen, we did a survey of the top clients in the U.S. at an event just a few weeks ago after the current economic situation was in full bore. It's very obvious that IT is still expanding, and over 80% of those clients are still planning to make major investments in new data centers or expand their existing data centers in the next 2 years. In fact, 50% of them suggested that that activity was already underway. We see similar growth in Europe and Asia. So we are really recommending to clients to look at our modular approach to design, and it really allows them two key financial benefits. The first is that it aligns business to the IT requirements. So clients from a data center perspective really move to a pay-as-you-grow methodology. The modular approach really allows them to defer up to 40 to 50% of their capital and operating costs. The second advantage is it really does allow them to optimize their life cycle cost around energy efficiency, and it can reduce up to 50% of their data center energy costs over a 20-year life period.
Steve, if our listeners want to find out more about how to get started, where should they go?
Well, there's really a great deal of information available on www.ibm.com. For overall information on systems, software, and services, we would suggest going to www.ibm.com/green. For CIOs, we've been keeping current white papers and videos of how CIOs are transforming their data centers in an era of green computing on the CIO channel at www.ibm.com/CIO. And for IT managers, we have a site with more detail on optimizing IT at www.ibm.com/ITsolutions/optimize IT.
Thank you, Steve, and that concludes our podcast.
IBM Podcast.